The town of Beaver Dam is hosting a 5-day mural painting festival later this month. The festival represents years of planning and is part of an effort to revitalize downtown Beaver Dam.
The task at hand, 15 historically themed murals will be painted over 5 days by over 100 artists from the U.S. and around the world, all part of a mural painting artist group called the Wall Dogs. The festival begins June 28th and runs through July 2nd.
Jessalyn Brown joins us now. She's a wall dog herself and director of the Beaver Dam Arts Association. Jessalyn, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you.
Well, how did this idea of this mural painting festival, how did it first come about?
I believe it was several years actually before I moved to Beaver Dam that was sort of underway. They had contacted the wall dogs. They had seen some other towns that had had the effect of the wall dogs in Wisconsin. And they placed a phone call to see if Beaver Dam would be the type of city that the Wall Dogs would come to help with revitalization efforts is really what it is.
And, Jessalyn, you're one of the Wall Dogs. This is this big mural painting group, apparently with members from all over the place. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Wall Dogs and how they function?
Sure. I've been painting with them for about 3 years, and it's really just a group that gets together once a year, once or twice a year, I should say. During the summer, a lot of the other wall dogs are sign painters, hand letterers that do hand lettered signs, and they get together once a year to help a city. They paint for free. They come and they all get together. It's kind of like a big family reunion.
Now, you've been working with Eric Dittman, president of Downtown Beaver Dam, Inc., who spearheaded that festival. What has he told you about what the process was like bringing this mural festival to Beaver Dam?
Sure. He is on the line, so I'll let him tell you.
Eric, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, excellent. We weren't sure that you had made it on. Well, Eric, glad to have you with us. Can you tell us about this process?
Yeah, well, it started back in 2010, actually. Somebody just had the idea of murals, and then somebody discovered the Wall Dogs. But throughout the process, beyond that, it's getting volunteers and getting ideas for the murals, getting fundraising. We've had to raise close to $100,000 just for all the costs and equipment, and a lot of it's donated. But there's just a lot of details that everyone in the community has come together to make it happen.
What did you like about this idea of murals? As you're thinking downtown revitalization, what made you think, you know, murals would really help?
Well, if public art's got a lot of power. It can show people what's possible. It beautifies the downtown area, and it, in the process, encourages people to invest more in their buildings if they're building owners, but also just gives them a reason to come downtown.
So, Jessalyn, did you have to get permission from building owners? Did you have to get people to sign off and say, yeah, I'll host a giant mural on the side of my building?
Yeah, absolutely. We had to do a lot of that, a lot of legwork. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that happens with these festivals. Not only that, but securing equipment, making sure the buildings are in the proper shape that they'll last, that the murals will continue to last for years. Also that, you know, if the building owners sell the building, you know, what happens then? So there's a lot of paperwork involved, too.
Did you meet with some reluctance, or for the most part, were people pretty happy to see this thing happen?
I think they're very excited. We have 15 murals that are secured, and everyone is really excited.
And, Eric, can you tell us about those 15 murals? What is the design process like? How did you decide on 15 and what the subject matter is?
Sure. Well, it came to how far we were on funding and what we thought we could continue to fund. And so we just started with that and then looked through our history, got a lot of help from the local historical society here in Dodge County, the librarians, local historians, and just as a committee came up with the subjects that were the most appropriate.
And these are historically themed, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Can you tell us about one or two of the themes?
Sure. I think a good one a lot of people will like is on Ziegler Beer. It was a local brewery here that lasted until 1953. And that's actually being designed by a German gentleman from Bavaria. And it just depicts a couple of the labels and just the feel of that brand from back in the late 1800s.
Oh, nice.
And we've also got a really neat feature on glider pilots of World War II. That's our veterans theme, and actually depicts a couple local gentlemen in the mural as well.
We're speaking right now with Eric Didman, president of Downtown Beaver Dam, Inc., the revitalization group spearheading this Beaver Dam Mural Festival. And Jocelyn Brown is with us, too, director of the Beaver Dam Arts Association. She's also one of the mural artists from the group Wall Dogs, and she's on the committee for the upcoming Beaver Dam Mural Festival called Decorate the Dam. And Jocelyn, tell us a little bit about this festival and how the public can get involved.
Yeah, we have over 100 and some volunteers, people that are already ready to help out just locally. And the artists descend Wednesday evening on our town. We have a welcome dinner. And then after that, as soon as the sun goes down, they'll project the mural images onto the walls and do sort of a sketch outline drawing on each of the sites. So we'll also have the street lights dimmed or off. So you can kind of walk around and see what's going on there. And then Thursday, they paint all day, and we have different activities for the community members. So when they're walking around the 15 mural sites checking on progress, there's other things that will be happening. They paint all day Friday, and Saturday they are usually finishing up, weather permitting, for the whole festival. And then we have a big celebration dinner Saturday night as well.
That's a good point. What do you do if it rains?
Yeah, well, they still paint mostly. We have different tarps and things. If it's a sideways downpour, you just have to stop for a while. Mm. We do use acrylic paint, so it dries pretty quickly. So there's no, if it rains on it, it won't run, right away.
And Eric, this has been something that other communities in Wisconsin have done with this mural painting group, the Wall Dogs. What kind of interest have they seen, and have you heard feedback from those communities about how this affected the way that their areas felt, their town felt, and the sense of community?
Yeah, absolutely. Plymouth, Wisconsin is probably the one that comes to mind immediately. They've turned into a tourist hub. They were before, but it's just further enhanced their ability to attract people to come. I'm not sure exactly how many they have, but I think they have over 20 murals in Plymouth. And Delavan, Wisconsin, is another one. They've seen building owners invest more in the downtown district as a result of the festival. But prior to, they did a bunch of work to make the walls in better shape, and so it just spurs a lot of activity. That for each community, it's different. You never know what could come from it.
Oh, it sounds like an exciting time. And in terms of what you think downtown Beaver Dam needs, is this something that's been on the list for a while to revitalize it? What do you think has been missing, in a sense?
Yeah, I think that sense of what do we do to be known for, as downtown districts struggle to find an identity, really. This is just a perfect thing for us to build off of, reflecting on our history and giving people that reason to come downtown.
Let's take a caller now. You can chime in on this. Sherry is with us from Elkhorn. Sherry, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to share?
I live in Elkhorn, but Delavan is just a little south of us, and they did this in Delavan a couple years ago. It's a phenomenal thing to see, and the murals are just beautiful.
It sounds like the proof is in the pudding in Delavan already. Sherry, thank you so much for calling. And Jocelyn, is there a big call for towns like Beaver Dam, like Delavan, to have the Wall Dogs come in and make some art?
Absolutely. I was in Delavan and worked on one of those murals there, and that was a great time, a great city. And I think, yeah, there are more cities, and I think the Wall Dogs are kind of overwhelmed. They started doing two festivals a year now. For the past 2 years, because there's so much need and so many people are interested, and it is across the country. The one later this summer will be in Rhode Island.
And Eric, if people want to get involved, want to come see it, what do they need to know?
Just come on down for the festival. Really, there's things going all over the place. You can see more information on our website at bddowntown.com. We've got a full map of all the sites and a full event schedule. It's really just come and participate and watch.
Terrific. Eric, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, of course. Thank you.
That was Eric Didman, president of Downtown Beaver Dam, Inc., and Jesselyn Brown also with us. Jesselyn, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Jesselyn is the director of the Beaver Dam Arts Association. She's a wall dog mural artist herself and on the committee for this upcoming festival called Decorate the Dam. And if you'd like to see it in action, see art being made, you can check out that festival. It begins June 28th and runs through July 2nd.
Coming up, news broke last night that President Trump is reportedly under investigation for possible obstruction of justice. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time.